Beloved friends, we welcome you to the precious Word of God again. We welcome you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Today we conclude our meditation upon the two advents of Christ, taken from the words of Zechariah chapter 10, verse 4. We read the words again. Out of Judah came forth the cornerstone, out of him the nail, out of him the battle bow, out of him the absolute ruler or monarch. Once again we state the first two precious titles relate to his first coming to the earth, the first advent of Christ. The last two titles relate to his second coming. But today we now consider the last title, where he is called the absolute ruler or monarch. 'Tis sometimes translated by the name Exactor. For certainly when Christ becomes the king over all the earth, he will be the absolute, the sovereign monarch, and in autocratic authority, he will exact obedience from all of his subjects. Well, first of all, let's consider the title belonging to him as the King of Israel. Nay, more than that, let us go to Zechariah chapter 14 and let us mention the 9th verse, where we are told, when he destroys all the nations, the Lord shall be king over all the earth. May I repeat the words? And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. For is it not written in Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16, that when the Lord Jesus Christ descends from heaven to the earth again, it is written he hath upon his vesture and upon his thigh a name written, and this is the title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19 and verse 16. Is it not also written in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15? The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. My beloved, let me state fully, the North American continent, the South American continent, the European continent, the Asiatic continent, the Antarctic continent, from north to south, from east to west, all the continents will be under his monarchy and his autocratic rule. The whole terrestrial globe will be in absolute subjection to his monarchy and autocracy. He will be the absolute sole ruler, the only monarch. May I state, the world has had its pharaohs, its Nebuchadnezzars, its Medo-Persian emperors, its Grecian emperors, the Alexander the Greats, the Roman Caesars, its Napoleons, and many others are saying to be world conquerors. And may I also admit, from the Word of God, there is still to be one more, who will be a world dictator before the Lord Jesus comes back to the earth. But the memory of all these will completely disappear. Their names will be going into oblivion when Jesus Christ becomes the Lord, to the glory of God the Father in that coming day of his great power and glory. Yes, my beloved, he will be the King of Israel, the one long Messiah for which Israel has hoped, and through that earthly nation will he be established as the King over all the earth. I'm sure we may have many times sung the old missionary hymn, and the words that the poet wrote, Jesus shall reign where'er the sun doth his successive journeys run, his kingdom stretch from shore to shore, till moons shall wax and wane no more. Oh, my beloved, many, many centuries ago through the psalmist, God wrote in chapter 2 of the Psalms, "Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion." Prophetically he wrote of it, and Jerusalem will be the capital of the world yet to come. And in Psalm 48 in verse 2 it is called the city of the great king. The great king has not taken his throne there as yet, but what a day that will be. And he shall reign forever and ever, as we have read in Revelation chapter 11 and verse 15. Oh, my beloved friend, he will be the world's greatest king, an autocratic ruler. But my radio friend, can you say today, let me think of those words with you from an old hymn, part of them. King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be. For may I say, not only as we have already seen from our verse in Zechariah 10 and verse 4, that Christ is to be and should be my cornerstone. Not only should he be my cornerstone, I should say that Christ is my nail, and that Christ is my battle bow. And surely I ought to say, now he's my king, my sovereign ruler. In the 84th Psalm in verse 3, the writer calls him my king and my God. Oh, my beloved friend, let me again refer to these blessed titles. Do you know what they mean in your own soul and to your own heart and to your own life and for your own eternal blessing? Can you call him my cornerstone? Can you call him my nail? Can you call him my battle bow? Now, why should I call him my king? Well, let me quote an old hymn again. King of my life, I crown thee now, wrote the poet. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn-crowned brow. Lead me to Calvary, lest I forget Gethsemane, lest I forget thine agony, lest I forget thy love for me. Lead me to Calvary. My beloved listener, the blessed one who wore the crown of thorns, the emblem of the curse of your sins and mine, in order that he could save us, should we not also crown him, as we have suggested, the king of my life? Oh, my beloved, long ago, he manifested himself as the battle bow for Israel and for Judah and for his earthly people, and he will again. And he will become their blessed eternal king. But, oh, beloved, today, what do these names mean for you? What do they mean for me? Will you please turn these precious titles of Christ over and over in your heart and in your mind? Christ is the cornerstone. Christ is the nail. Christ is the battle bow. Christ is the absolute king or monarch. Meditate upon them, full of meaning, and be sure that you can say, he's my cornerstone. He is my nail. He is my battle bow. He is my king. My beloved, these are four precious titles. They belong only to him, even the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. They have not only revealed his first coming to the earth, but properly telling us also that very soon he is coming again, and at the second coming of that blessed Christ, the aspect of his blessed person and the manifestation of his character will be, he will be the battle bow, and he will be the absolute ruler and monarch. Oh, my beloved, may I say again, as we said at the beginning of our study, at this season of the year when the birth of Christ which took place so many centuries ago, far long ago, which we may be commemorating or seeking to do in some way or other, whether sincerely or not. Listen, the coming of Christ at his second advent is nearer. Are you ready for it? Let me quote the words of the Lord Jesus in admission when he spoke of that second coming to the earth before he left this scene. You may read them in Matthew 24. You may read Matthew 24 and 25. We'll tell you much about his second coming, when he will be the battle bowl, when he will become the king and the autocratic ruler of the world. But listen to the words of warning that he uttered in Matthew 24 and verse 44. Therefore be ye also ready. Are you ready, my friend? For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. My beloved, may I say, you'll not be ready unless you've found him as your cornerstone. You'll not be ready unless you know him as your nail. For when he comes again, he'll be the battle bow to destroy every unbeliever and all the lawless, wicked persons within this world. Praise God that he came the first time. But again I say in closing, be sure that you are ready for him to come the second time today. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, sanctify these eternal truths which we have brought before our hearts from thy holy word. Precious, four precious titles, pregnant with meaning, meaning that is not just earthly, but heavenly and eternal, and can only relate to that blessed person of thy dear Son. What will they do with him now, as we leave in thy hands and the hands of the Holy Spirit the message of these four precious names of our Lord Jesus Christ? May every listener to these messages be able to say, thank God, he's my cornerstone, my nail, yes, my battle bow and my king. We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus for his honor and glory. Amen.